Hello again, everybody. It is a rainy Saturday afternoon. Actually, it's not raining right now. It's only cloudy, but it's going to rain again in the afternoon. And it is also going to rain tomorrow. So I would not expect to see the sun very much this weekend. That may bother some of you, but honestly, I'm pretty okay with that. We're going to get back to some more music. Hope you're all enjoying it out there, having a nice weekend morning. And back to the music. Hello, everybody. This is Danny. I'm back today with your scheduled PSA. This one is about grill safety. Summer is a super time to cook so many tasty kinds of food, including vegetables, on an outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville and Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. Now that's something I never thought about, how often grills cause fires, because you know, it is summertime, this is the time when you want to be grilling out. Unfortunately, not today, probably because of the rain. Not tomorrow either, but there will be plenty more sunny summer days for you to cook out on your grill. Get your burgers, your steak tips, your chicken, whatever you fancy. You know, burger, throw some cheese on it, whatever toppings you like. Cooking out is the best. It's one of the best parts of summer. I love burgers. Could never get tired of them. Same with steak tips as well. And it appears I have someone calling in. Let's see who's on the phone. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello, is this Kayla by chance?
This is.
Kayla, how's the weather in New Jersey today?
I don't know. I haven't been out, but I think it's warm.
It's warm? Okay, that's good. You know, it's warm here too, but
it was very hot here yesterday. It was 90.
Oh, was it?
Same today, probably.
It was hot here yesterday, too. Is it raining there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, it's overcast here. It is certainly going to thunderstorm today, from what I've heard.
Well, it did thunder a little. I don't think anything really happened, though.
Okay, well, let's hope for sunny skies everywhere, right? Except if you're me and you love the rain for some inexplicable reason.
I mean, it's good sometimes, It depends on what you're doing,
Yeah, of course. Like, if I had plans to go out and do things today, I wouldn't want it to rain. If I was going to go to the beach, obviously you don't want it to rain. But me today, I've got work later in the afternoon. I'll be indoors, so it doesn't matter to me much if it's sunny or if it's raining. At least if it's raining, I don't know, it's really pretty sometimes.
That's true. You're right. That's some PSA you got.
Thank you. Yeah, grill safety. It's not something that people think about very much.
Start fires with barbecues on porches.
You know, that would be a bummer if you were just trying to cook some good food and then it results in a big fire, you know? And I can't help but think that a lot of people do grill on their porches.
I mean, you could, because the porch at the back of my apartment is big enough.
Do you guys grill out on there?
No, they don't have a grill. They just got there in May. We're college students. We don't have money.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true. I don't have a grill either because I don't really have much disposable income. But, you know, that is just the way of the world. What are you going to do?
I don't know. What are you going to do? But, you know, one time growing up at my old house, my mom actually melted the side of the house a little bit with the grill.
Really?
Yeah, the siding.
Wow, I guess this does happen then, huh?
It does, yeah. It's a real deal. It's an important issue.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You know, people like you and I who don't have grills, we're just going to pan fry our burgers, you know, on the stove. That's what we're going to do. We're going to cook it probably in some olive oil, maybe throw some cheese on there, toast those buns a little bit. You know, I like to spread a little mayonnaise on the bun and then toast it, and then it's got a wonderful, you know, crunchy tastiness to it.
Exactly. What you do is actually grilled cheese, too. That's the secret, is you put a little mayo on it, and then it burns off and makes a great crust.
That is so true. So anyone listening out there, try that next time you make a grilled cheese. It's delicious.
It's good. My brother did it. He's a wonderful cook, and it was a beautiful grilled cheese. Not the healthiest grilled cheese, but it was good.
No one eats grilled cheese to be healthy.
We eat it to enjoy it. Yeah. Well, how's your first radio show by yourself?
Oh, it's going pretty well, I think. This is, in fact, my first radio show by myself. I'm enjoying it. I hope all of you listening are enjoying it as well. We will get back to the music very shortly. Yeah. Kayla, do you have any requests while you're on the air?
Well, I was going to say I'm glad you're not lost without me, but... let's see, any requests? One second.
I think we're asking her mother if she has any requests.
I asked my mom if she had any requests.
Okay.
And she didn't say anything, so I'm just going to come up with something.
All right, sounds good.
how about... Oh, I know which one I should request.
All right, let me hear it.
You should play me too, son. My mom just really did it right.
Could you repeat that?
I said nice and white satin.
Oh, you want to get some Moody Blues going, huh?
Yeah, and when I said that, my mom just lit up.
Well, you know, that's what happens, because everyone, you know, of a certain age, born after a certain year, it's like if you hear the Moody Blues, you instantly just fall in love with them all over again. You know, my parents are the same way. They love the Moody Blues. Even my father, you know, don't tell him that I told you this, but if you put on Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues around my father, he will probably start to cry.
You know, sometimes people tell everyone about our running inside joke. Is that, like, we just make fun of this song all the time. It's a good song, but we just make fun of it because everyone over the age of, like, I don't know, 48 just loves this song.
Yeah,
it's
I
like
mean.
Everyone, it's my dad's favorite. My mom just, like, perked up.
Well, you know, maybe our parents can get together sometime and talk about Knights in White Satin and how much they love it.
You know, maybe it should happen.
All right. Well, Kayla, I want to thank you for calling in. And at her request, we are going to play Knights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. Thank you, Kayla.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the say anymore, 'cause I love you. They cannot defend just what you want to be. You'll be in the end, and I'll love you. Yes, I'll love you. I'll love you. I'll love you. Thank you.
Hello again, everybody. This is Danny. I'm back. And that was a request, Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. And I'm wondering how many of you listened to that song and maybe shed a few tears. So, did you cry? You don't have to tell me. It's okay. You cried. I know you cried. We're going back to my curated playlist for you all. So, again, my name is Danny, and whenever I am your DJ. I don't want to restrict kind of the music I play. This is freeform radio. Anything goes. However, you will find that most of the time I play music of the alternative rock variety. Specifically, if you know what shoegaze or dream pop is, then this is probably the station for you. But not exclusively, of course. You know, I'll play whatever I feel like. So now I'm going back to my curated playlist for you all. We're going to start off with some Morrissey.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Just listened to a couple more songs. I'm looking outside, and the sun is trying its hardest to peek out right now, which is very lovely. So if you were looking to experience any sunshine today whatsoever, now might be a good time. I'm going to play one more song for you, and then we're going to sign off. But I'd like to remind everybody that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Danny. I will be back with you guys tomorrow at 8 p.m. filling in for somebody. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope you all have a great day.
One, two, three, four.